For the Leo is very brave, but because he never allows himself to be seen in a vulnerable way, the pride of "it's good to be the king" almost always hides these inner insecurities. As a result, a dichotomy of "I am superior above all the rest" is partnered with "but I feel insecure about being in charge of everything." This reflects a classic superiority-inferiority complex common to this sign. Two recent presidents were born under the sign of Leo, Bill Clinton and most recently elected Barack Obama. With Clinton, his inability to admit his mistake was again his downfall. In the case of Obama, who on occasion has been himself willing to admit having a strong ego, enabled his rise to center stage from obscurity in a very short period of time. Both men have the obvious talent and ability to see the broader picture in governing, like this fire sign is so apt to do. They understand the art of willful delegation, bringing people of differing viewpoints together as one, keeping their kingdom happy and whole. In fact, subconsciously, most Leos who may get into a conflict with someone else in their domain will always want to work out the problem rather than say goodbye. For if they do that, they believe that the population that they govern will not dwindle and the kingdom will remain strong. However, that may not be the better choice if there is true incompatibility. Lovers of regalia and all that ceremonies offer up, the Leo will enjoy display in any form. Their home will be the finest, and their preferences are for anything that is of quality. If presented with an inferior product, the Leo will instinctively insist it be taken back and improved. This type of individual makes for a very fussy pussy, but also an excellent CEO who can comfortably take command of any situation. For this sign has a great talent at delegating tasks and seeing the big picture of any enterprise. Radiating warmth and goodwill, like the sun's ever-pulsating light, Leo, at its best, is brave, confident, and a powerful decision-maker. Always maintaining a broad perspective on life, he frequently brings out the very best in others because, for the Leo, nothing short of that would be acceptable. The main advice and suggestions for the rounding out of this consciousness is for the lion to become more aware of others' power and be willing to give them room for that to grow. The Leo will always want to give suggestions, yes, because of the fire element so present in them. And they should share their wise words of advice. But they need to learn to not command, order, or dominate weaker individuals simply for self-gratification. If a more humble soul is smart, though, in dealing with the Lord of the Manor, a little flattery will go a long way to appease the Leo in order to get what one wants from them. And most importantly, too, this sunny individual needs to learn to allow for his own personal failings. For without looking at and admitting one's own weaknesses, the lion will pretend these flaws don't exist, which is neither truth nor helpful in the daily maintenance of every aspect of the kingdom that he has within his sovereignty. Really just a pussy cat at heart, the Leo will always draw attention and adoration from others for the light and love it continually spreads out with its rays of sunshine that emanate from the source. The trap to be avoided, though, is thinking that the king of beasts somehow is more important than the rest of the creatures who live in the forest. For if this lesson is truly learned, the Leo will be even more the effervescent, shining star of the zodiac. End transmission.